Good evening, Wahoos, on a rainy evening here in Richmond, Virginia. We're excited to be on the air again.
What is this, the Weather Channel?
Why not? anyhow, big news, Wahoos finally won a big game, beat the Spiders, and a lot of Richmond faithful talked about the game all week, but I didn't see many of them up there in Charlottesville on Saturday, so Spider fans, you might want to get behind your team. I was a little disappointed in the... If there were 300 Spider fans, that would have been amazing.
Well,
Rick, we had a horseshoe up.
If they were there, they weren't wearing red. Maybe they were there in nondescript colors.
Well, they weren't sitting in the visiting team
That's
section.
That's true.
And I think Spider fans should be bullish on their team because they have a very good team this year.
They do.
They will be competitive in their division, and I predicted that they would get 8 or 9 wins this year. So
absolutely.
They need to get busy.
I think they will be very competitive in their conference. I think they're a postseason team. And the 1AA, I always get confused as to what is FBS and FCS anymore. Are they FCS? Yeah,
yes.
FCS.
Yep.
All right, but they certainly, in my view, are a playoff team and will do well in those playoffs. So I think I would not diminish the Virginia victory. They played very well.
All right, moving on. Tonight we are excited to have a couple of terrific guests. First off, we have Bobby Call in studio, former classmate of mine at the university, walk-on defensive back. And what years were you on the team?
76 to 79.
Wow. They were wearing semi-modern helmets. They weren't leather helmets anymore. But
we had face masks.
Yeah. I remember Bobby playing well, and I'll never forget listening to, I believe it was the Georgia Tech game. And I think that was your first game on the field. And you were involved in a tackle, and they mentioned your name. And I was like, I can't believe it. This is great. Somebody I actually played against playing for the Wahoos.
Yeah, the fact that they went to face mask is what caused Bobby to go to med school, not dental school. You know,
he would have done that well either way.
Either way.
Well, it's good to be here, guys. Thanks.
We also have legendary linebacker Charles McDaniel. He'll be joining us a little bit later. We're going to break down the big Wahoo victory right now and position a little bit the conversation concerning the big game that will be played at 12:30 this coming Saturday in Charlottesville and Scott Stadium, where the Wahoos will host number 21 in the AP poll, Louisville Cardinals. And this is a game the Wahoos absolutely got to win. This is a great opportunity. The Wahoos are coming off two good improving performances on the field by the Cavalier offense, and the defense is stout. Special teams are getting a little bit better, and I have to think this is Mike London's big chance. What do you think, Hobbo?
I think it's an important game in the schedule, as you said. Having played well back-to-back weeks now, you got a chance against a ranked team. Virginia, I don't know. Have we ever played Louisville? I don't know if we've ever played Louisville.
I think we have. We have played Louisville in the past. I don't remember.
It's been a long time ago,
and it hasn't been many times.
But it's going to be a regular opponent since they're our permanent partner. We're going to be playing them in football every year, either here or there.
We're going to see a lot of them.
A lot of red going forward. So why not start it off in the right way and grab a W on Saturday before we have to go to Brigham Young the following week.
No doubt about it. Real quickly, let's knock out the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. I've chosen the big play by Henry Coley, the middle linebacker for Virginia, stuffed the running back, T.J. Moon, who was running behind his guard on the left side. Coley broke through, drilled him. The ball bounced free. This was about 23, 24 seconds left on the clock. In the first half, Virginia was up 14-3. Ball popped out, and Brandon Phelps alertly dove on the ball and effectively killed any hopes that the Spiders had of making
that
contest.
That was a game changer. I mean, if Richmond punches it in there and it's 14-10 at half, who knows? It's certainly a different ball game going into the second half.
Or even kicks a field goal. It would have been 14-6.
Yeah, I mean, I can do the math on that. But, I mean, they were at the one-yard line. I'm sure they were thinking touchdown. Yeah, because Virginia, I think, had two penalties prior to that fumble where it was half the distance to the goal. So it was getting closer and closer without Richmond having to run a play. Maybe a runner-up play of the game would have been the fumble that was caused in the second half that was picked up by Romero, and he ran it in for a touchdown.
Not negatory. That was Max Vallis, number 88, coming off the left side, sacked either Strauss or Rocco, hit him so hard, almost knocked him out of the game. And Eli Harrell picked it up and just scampered in.
Yeah.
So, you know, a big play before that fumble was they stuffed him on the run just before the fumble.
Yes.
And that was equally as important. So.
Absolutely. You wouldn't have had the play by Coley, but
right. So every play on that goal line is important.
Well, Draquan Romero, aka Dada, made the one-on-one tackle of the back going on the right side that led to the next play where they tried to run it off sort of behind the left guard. So Virginia's two top tacklers returning made the big plays right there, and that's what you want your defense to do. You want the top players to step up.
Well, I think they've talked a lot about forcing turnovers. And you know, I keep wondering, and Bobby, I don't know if you have a comment on this or not, but it just seems to me that the importance of that turnover statistic in football, and I've often wondered what percentage of games are won by a team that has negative turnovers in the game. I mean, you have to be clearly better than the other team to have negative turnovers and still win.
Well, you know, they always talk about the game is won by big plays, and there are usually four or five big plays that determine the outcome of a game, and they're usually, you know, touchdowns or turnovers.
And Virginia against UCLA had two turnovers, but they were both on fourth down, where the possession was going to turn over anyway. So it's kind of an inconsequential turnover.
Yeah, and we lost three big turnovers at UCLA, and then we almost came back and won nonetheless.
Yeah, clearly an important situation
standpoint. I was really excited about the defense against Richmond. Sure, you know, Richmond's got some great offensive receivers, great skilled players, and a great quarterback. They kind of nullified Eli Harrell's rush and Max Vail's by their quick passes. But ultimately, you know, we wore them down. And I think our linebackers played extremely well. And our D-backs, they're covering well. What they're going to have to do is turn and look for that ball, or when it gets to the receiver, knock it out of their hands.
What do you think about the Blanding kid? He really is an impressive athlete.
Yeah. When we were talking about, you know, who we're going to talk about tonight, I said two words. Blanding, that's right.
Quinn Blanding.
You know, those two plays, you know, when a player is really good, it almost looks like his plays are in slow motion. You know, that one on that end, that run where he caused the fumble, it looked like he came in, stood him up, threw him down, and then the ball popped loose. Yeah. So I think they didn't call it a fumble, but it was a fumble.
The replay on the scoreboard showed that the ball was clearly out before anybody hit the ground. And the entire stadium was like heckling. But, you know, when you're getting seven turnovers against an opponent, you know, Romero had an interception.
And what about the interception Quinn had later on?
Down the sideline.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting today. Coach London talked about that on his teleconference. You know, every Monday the head coach does his thing at 3 o'clock. And he talked about how physical Quinn Blanding is. But I think the thing that he was most impressed by when they looked at the film was the form that he exhibited on the interception. He went up to the apex of the flight of the ball coming down to the receiver, and he went up and he took it away. He never gave the receiver a chance to make a play on that ball. And, you know, Anthony Harris has been doing it, but teams aren't throwing it anywhere near Anthony Harris right now for good reason.
Quinn Blanding on the other side. You know, when you look at him on the defensive lineup, he just looks comfortable. He doesn't get out of position. He's not worried, and he looks like he's ready to go.
He's a good sized kid. He's like 6'4", 210,
yep.
Which is a nice size safety back
with great
there.
Speed. Yeah,
yeah. So it's. I was happy to hear what you said a moment ago about the great ones make it look like it was in slow motion, because a lot of people thought I played in slow motion. So I think
that's because you did. You knew that was coming. How about you set that up deliberately? Yeah. Just admit it. All right, we got a few more minutes before we go to break, and we want to let our listeners know that former UVA star linebacker Charles McDaniel is going to be with us very shortly. I mean, he only had like something like 400 and some tackles at Virginia back in 82, 83, 84, and 85. And one of his running mates was a guy named Russ Swan, who was a pretty terrific linebacker himself. But we'd like to get Russ on the show sometime. I think Russ is a very cerebral guy. It'd be very interesting to hear his conversation about his partner, Charles McDaniel.
Are you implying that Charles McDaniel is not cerebral?
I think Charles is quite the well-rounded party animal and, and good student.
Yeah. We almost lost Henry Coley. Did you see that play where he landed on his neck, the side of his head? He almost looked like he almost broke his neck on that flying leap he came into.
You know, he went over the receiver and missed him, and I was like, uh-oh, there goes our leading tackler. And, you know, he went out for one play with a stinger and came back. Now, I'm wondering how he's feeling this week and what kind of treatments he's got. And later on in the show, we have Dr. Vincent Dalton coming on the show from Ortho Virginia to talk about that type of situation, because I think it happens all the time.
Well, that was a real neck breaker. You know, that kind of weight on his body going right on his head, you know, attached by that neck, it was scary.
That is scary. All right. We've got about a minute before we go to break. Looking at Louisville, Devontae Parker, their star receiver, is out for like six games. Fortunately, we don't have to face him. The problem is Dominique Brown is a redshirt senior running back who can really carry the rock. They've got some other receivers I'm not that well versed on, but if you saw the Miami game where Louisville hosted their opening game against the Miami Hurricane, it looked to me like the new quarterback who replaced Teddy Bridgewater didn't have too much trouble finding his receivers, and the receivers didn't have trouble holding the ball or running with the ball, and Miami looked very disorganized, and hopefully all those completions were more a result of the fact that Miami is trying to break in a lot of new players on defense.
Well, clearly this is going to be a great test for the Virginia defense. You know, now I don't know how good Murray State is, but Louisville put 66 on the board over the weekend. So they can move the football, and Virginia will have their work cut out from them defensively in spite of playing so well on defense the last 2 weeks. What do you think, Dr. Call?
Well, you know, they're still sorting out their defensive backfield, it looks like. They're shuffling people in and out, but I think they're settling down as a group, and I think, you know, they can play good man-to-man coverage. They just got to get up, look at the ball, and knock it away when it gets to them.
We have about 2 minutes before we go to break, and we want to remind folks we're going to have Charles McDaniel joining us in a moment, and it'll be a lot of fun to have the former linebacker here chatting with Bobby Call, former defensive back, because, you know, it's amazing how good this Virginia defense is.
I think you're right. I think we got to hand Tenuta a lot of applause here. He's put together some great athletes, and I think he's got a great game plan. He's got those linebackers are really playing hard. He's got a good pass rush, and he's just got to get those D-backs knocking that ball down. I think we'll do okay against Louisville.
You know, it's interesting. Virginia opened in a nickel, and one of the trends this year, and it really developed to some degree last year, teams are playing nickel sometimes on first, second, and third down because – particularly against teams that like to throw a lot, and Louisville does.
Well, Louisville also runs that hurry-up offense, don't
right?
they?
Right, yeah. Which you've got to have the five men on the field because there's receivers running all over the place, and you need all the speed in those defensive backs to help cover them. So, Maurice Kennedy has been doing a great job holding down one corner, and they've moved Phelps up to one corner in place of the injured Demetrius Nicholson, a.k.a. Trey Nicholson. Virginia's star DB, who's out still recovering from the surgery from turf toe. And we've got a player from Richmond, Draquan Hoskey, I believe he played at Henrico, has played a lot of minutes and a lot of snaps, number 22. And he seems to be doing quite well. And I noticed number 28, Will Wahi, was in the game a little bit. You're seeing a lot of bodies getting out there, getting a lot of reps, getting a lot of downs, and
part of what we're seeing is the fruits of Coach London's labors over the last several years from a recruiting standpoint.
Well,
he's starting to put some athletes on the field.
Bingo! It takes time when you've got a redshirt kids and get them all in there. I think you're right. You're exactly right. They've got really good athletes. Look at the athletic plays we've seen with Darius Jennings running that kickoff back,
right.
Getting those touchdown passes against UCLA. I think you're right.
And Mazzell had some nice returns, too, on kickoffs, and that's going to be important all season. All right, we're going to head to break now. You're listening to Who's Talking. On the other side, we're going to have Charles McDaniel, former UVA star linebacker. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.